Whale, the ultimate
copyright
show.
2017 Win Your Brand. All rights reserved. This video is subject to copyright owned by Win Your Brand. Any reproduction or republication of all or part of this video is expressly prohibited, unless Win Your Brand has explicitly granted its prior written consent. All other rights reserved.
We will start the journey right now, which we call it the discovery process. Before we start the discovery process, I have to give you the commercial, because right now we have the update, like we have a VIP and a regular or a general preferred membership of the workshop. On the VIP side, so what we should go is we should be able to identify your brand, set up brand tools, maximize the profit of what you will build. And if you are on the VIP side, you will have 3 hours with the coaches we have, and you will be also having lifetime access to some tools, including the recording of the workshop, and there are some other tools also will help you identify your brand. And I believe the upgrade is $297. If anybody on the general side wants to upgrade, they can. If people also think about it, they can. We don't hard sell, but we would like also to sponsor our business. Saying so, if you want to upgrade, you can check with Marcel. He has the forms, and we can start the process.
So we pass this to everybody?
Yeah. Just pick one and pass it over. So this is the first part. You should be able to put this inside your folder. Where is your folder? Okay. So you should be able to put this inside your folder. And what we say is now in the marketplace, it's tough to stand out and tough to give when people having good grades in schools, having extracurricular activity, it won't guarantee they land a job. And the brand is your reputation, it's your calling card. Do you agree on that? Mm-hmm. And how many calling cards do we have? How many we have calling card for each brand we would like to position ourselves? So delivering your brand clearly and consistently will create a memorable experience in the mind of those you interact with and can open doors to new opportunities. Do you agree? Mm-hmm. So delivering your brand clearly and consistently will create a memorable experience in the mind of those you interact with and you can open doors to new opportunities. So you remember the engagement model? So the engagement model was, you have your words, your actions, whatever happened here, and what you have here is what people receive, what people perceive, repeat and iterate, and what they repeat. Right? So what we say here is,
you are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
A memorable experience in the mind of those you interact with and can open doors to new opportunities. How we can apply to this particular model? Let's start at the personal side. So if I do have a dinner, what is the goal of you having a dinner?
Get people together. Socialize,
okay. So you have this reasons, right? Very valid reasons. So what will happen when, let's pick up names, Jane and Tom will show up late? How will you feel as a host? So let's say we have a dinner at 7 o'clock. You start the dinner. And you have Jane and Tom will show up late. Like, let's call it at 7:30, and then maybe Sam and Amy will show up at 8 o'clock. How will you feel about that?
It depends if they call first to let me know that they're going to be late.
No, in this situation, they did not call.
Oh.
I'm okay with it because it happens.
Are you okay with it because it happens? You're disappointed.
Well, it isn't showing respect.
Isn't showing respect. Ma'am?
It would depend on if they do it every time you invite them.
It depends on basically what you're saying about them before, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay? You see how complex is what we receive? So what we receive here from these people showing late is so complicated that she said it depends if this is a repeated
habit
mm-hmm. or action. Oh my God. What should I do? Should I kill myself now? You know, I wish I could have one of these Clorox and I put it in people's brain and they can wipe out everything they know about me and they can start from scratch, okay? But I can share with you how you can actually change this, what people retain. What else? What others can share with the table about how you will receive when somebody showed up when you say dinner at 7? And somebody will show up at it.
It depends where your state of mind is. How you're feeling out there.
So, if...
you have a plate of leftovers?
By the way, we have, in our community, we have a couple who they have a very little kid. And whenever you invite them, they will show up. And everybody will feel bad. Actually, when people will show up late in a regular basis, what you will do?
I will tell them they need to be at my place an hour earlier without them knowing.
And what is the other alternative?
You
don't invite them again, that's right?
Yeah. We invite them and we don't wait for them. We start telling them.
So these two individuals, which is I label them with this SA, they are not their real names, but they do have a little son. And it's the very first son, and they abuse the kid. So if the kid will cry, they will pull over from the street, and they will try to make him comfortable. How many of us had a kid crying before in a car? Yeah. And how many of us will keep driving, and the kid will keep quiet? Okay? So when you apply this to the quadrant back, you will realize that these people here... These people here will admire the relationship with what?
Greater importance in it.
With the kid. That's right. But as a cook and the guy who serves, you admire what?
Time.
The time, because the food will be hot and stuff like that. Are they wrong or you are wrong? Sorry, are they right or you are right? Both of the decisions are right. Have you ever been in a situation where all the alternatives are right? How many times? As a matter of fact, all situations are right. There is no such a wrong answer. There is an only answer need corrections, but there is nothing wrong. If you understand this quadrant and you apply them in your life, you realize that people can see a single matter in the middle. Four different views, and all the views are absolutely correct. And then when they'll be very mad, here they have a different views, and when they are be very happy, they will have a different views, and when they are neutral, they have an alternative views. And all these views, all the 12 views of the single matter, at the moment is correct.
So when we're using the four quadrants, it's really important to be present in the moment when you're talking with the person that you're talking to, so that you know where they are.
Yep. And also, it's very important for us when we do...
You are now listening to With Wael, the ultimate show.
Mood. I am not tired. If even I'm sick, I am not tired. My mind is working. When we sell and market what we do, we cannot be tired. If we are tired, what we do? Have a sleep. Don't go for business. If your mind is not there, you will screw up the business. And believe me, when I used to go to events all the time, and there was few events that, you know what, I'm not going to sell there. I'm just tired. I want to go there to enjoy. Guess what happened this event? I was able to pick up few customers. So surprised. It always happened like that. So you must not be mind drained or under the line if you want to sell. If you want to use this quadrant and be intelligent and understand the framework of your business and which one you will pick up to say and which one you will say and which one will not, and you ask questions to know people, you must not be fired. You must have your mind clear. Okay? Okay, so if you go to page 4, it will talk about your personal brand is your reputation. What's your unique experience and skills? How you choose your career? How you do what you want to do for? And what will you stand out in the eyes of others? And in Win Your Brand, we basically provide you with steps to find the right career path, which is basically the right profession, what you want to do. We'll show you this activity to discover your strengths. We'll give you a few tips and have some guidelines, which is, I believe, your experience right now. I'm not sure why they give us this one. And on page 6, we talk about this branding experience will end up having a plan. And the plan to make sure we deliver on what we promise. We will give you a plan personalized for each one of you, which you can identify your unique skills, strengths, talent, your weaknesses, your values, your passion. And this will form the foundation of your personal brand. And we have this particular introduction because we would love people to refer back to this material later on and make sense out of it. Please, if you throw it away anytime, just send it back to me. I can give you a prepaid postage for it because there are people who need this material. I know. So we will use this workshop and we'll use this workbook. We will start with the first section, which is basically soar with your strengths, tap into your values, pursue your passion, and define your purpose. These are the four main activities related to this particular workbook. And usually it takes about 4 hours to deliver the whole thing. So why do we have 3 days? Why is it 4 hours we have 3 days? No, because we want to apply every single concept. When I was exposed this material early on, we just basically have it in 4 hours. You go there, give it, leave it. It did not click with me. I thought like people need to spend more time. People need to go and brainstorm about what they do and they come back and try to apply it in a different way. People need to understand concepts outside the exercise. Okay? Are you ready to explore your strengths? First of all, do you believe you have strengths?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay, so let's see. Why you laugh, guys?
That sounded foreboding.
No, it's just a common question, you know? You know? 3 of the people I fall in love with, each one of them had like a black belt, then something in judo, okay? And I never had stuff. I know when ladies have strengths, okay? So this is the first section, which basically soar your strengths. And by the time you have this piece of material, I want to make sure you understand the following. How we apply this particular material, it's a function of where we are. Some of us are at the end of their career. How we can tell somebody is the end of his career? If you attended the Standout Not to Blend In workshops for me, you understand that. So people can morph between different streams of income, they are done. You know, like I don't call myself a professor, or I have 2 PhDs in computer engineering, but I don't call myself. I'm not proud of them anymore. It's okay, you know, I have business. You do so many things. So when you do so many things, you are at the end of your career. Some of us are somewhere in the middle of their career looking for alternatives. And some of us are in a career which is end up because they cannot keep them longer because there is no jobs out there. They ask them to go, and they try to look for alternatives. And some of us were just starting to figure out what they want to do after retirement or succession. So this material targets 4 levels. So your answers and your sharing will be based on these levels. Agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we agree, and we didn't do this electronic survey this time, however, the VIP can have access to the survey if they like. So we want to first document. So the way this system works is we will do 3 steps. The first step is we will document. So in the documentation, you have to get to open up and you have to document everything you want to do. And then after we document, we will go to the distill. And then we will go to validate. So these are the 3 steps we will do on every, and I will walk you step by step through the
process. You are now listening to With Whale, the Ultimate Show.
We receive each one at a time. And the reason we will only deliver to you whatever we are working with, whatever we're working on is what? And also to focus on it, because the value of the time, the most valuable thing in our life is time. Like, I don't need any money from anybody. But if everybody can give me their time, I'll be the most richest guy on the earth. So to maximize the use of your time, put everything aside, just focus. That's why we don't like people to go back and browse. I know I was doing this one time and give the whole workbook, and we're like on page like 12 or 13, and somebody was there on page 47. He was a cool kid, don't get me wrong. Like, it was a cool kid, like, I like him, you know? But it was like, very distracting, because he started to ask questions, and everybody else in the room was distracted. Okay? So, we want to start with documentation. So, in the first line, it asks, what was the most successful project I ever tackled, and what made me successful? So, can you write down what is the most successful project? Now, is it project means you want to do it for work, or you want to do it for a personal project, or you want to do it for a life project? If you are happy and you have a job right now and you are working and you are looking to apply this to build a supplement career or a second income, you should focus on stuff which is not relevant to your business. If you are a life coach, business coach, or a healer, or a practitioner who wants to push with this material their current practice, you focus this answer on what? On your current practice. Okay? I know a gentleman in this room made this how many times? This is the first time now. Mm-hmm. And he sees it changes. That's why Marcel keep coming. Because every time we do this, and I will let him speak about the value of this exercise later on. Oh, you want to talk right now?
Yeah, so
you can come here.
I was in the same situation. You're right, because we learned earlier on that you can change. And so I went through the exercise for the very first time, same as you will do today. But over time, it becomes clearer and clearer. So if you start this, it's good after the course to go back and reflect on it. You will see still room for improvement and growth in this. And this was the major learning for me. Like, if you go back, reflect on it, after there was a period of time in between, it crystallizes more and more. It's more and more. So enjoy. It's a nice journey.
And also from us as Win Your Brand, anybody is registered for our workshops, they can come and retake the workshop at 0 extra cost, and also enjoy the food and the drink and everything. Because the value I see is not the value of making money, it's the value of giving a powerful tool to individuals who can apply. Because when you make money, for sure you'll come back and pay me money, lots of money, I'm sure. So because we are not behind the money, we are behind the value and the delivery. As I said, anyone who comes, and I know Ahmed, this is the second time, a third time, there are a few people who come more than one time, and they don't have to pay any extra. They just let us know, you know, our information, and I'll show you how to access more our information. You can basically register to it and say, I'm repeating, and you basically can come again and get a fresh material and get the new learning. So let's just, thank you, Marcel, thank you much. Any questions for Marcel? So let's just go and start to answer the first question. In 2 minutes, can you write down what is the most successful projects you ever tackled and what made me successful? So what made you successful in this project? If you are ready, you can put your pen down, and please, before you go, make sure you have one of Winnie your brand pens as well, okay? It's one of our giveaways. You can get one of our Winnie your brand pens. You can have one. Who wants to share?
I can share.
We'll just start with... Do you want to share?
Okay.
If anybody doesn't want to share, just say they can opt out. There is no pressure, okay?
The first time I ever tackled anything really successful was I did a conference, and there was about 1,500 people that attended. And I think that part of the success was really sticking to the timelines, the communication, my enthusiasm, my attitude, and bringing in people that I knew their skill sets to help to work through that.
Wow, that's amazing. One more share.
Most successful project is I took a challenge to provide drinking water in various villages in desert area in Pakistan. 600 units in 3 years. What made me successful, I think, is consistency, basically transparency.
Awesome, that's awesome. So let's just move to the, you need more time, some people need more time. You can get ideas from others and write it down, okay? Not a big deal, you know, like if I don't do things, I can get, borrow from my friend. What was the most important team role I ever fulfilled and why?
You are now listening to With Wael, The Ultimate Show.
you are done with number two, you can proceed to number three. When faced with an overwhelming obstacle, what's my go-to skills to overcome? Who's ready to share the overwhelming obstacles? Mike, you want to share? No, the number three.
Number three?
Yeah.
My go-to skill is troubleshooting.
Troubleshooting.
Able to view possible solutions and outcomes of each.
Karen, you know?
Meditation.
So this is two different views. This is like introvert versus extrovert. Because somebody meditate means she wants to center her body where his mind is. Somebody looking for the solutions is different. Somebody looking from outside. Which one is right and which one is wrong? They're both right. We don't judge. Okay? Any more? One more share? That's for you.
I've had a lot of overwhelming obstacle situations. So what I do is I focus on the priorities of my clients and then, of course, the business I'm representing. And then just figure out how to come. That's my clients and business. That's the go-to skill. Just being able to focus on how to solve the issues, focus on priorities and troubleshooting.
One more share, Sandy?
Part of it was kind of, faith that I can. So going to my faith and just being with it. Sometimes singing, so just don't distract myself for a while. And then breaking into smaller pieces and prioritize them.
Wow. Awesome. So moving to the fourth answer is, what are the strengths that others acknowledge in me? How do we know the strength that others acknowledge in me? Yeah, so people will tell you. Also, we have a tool which you can send over to people, and people can supply answers without telling you your strengths. It's not a direct question like this. And people will, and we can show you in the tool how to extract this information. One of the story I love to share is one of the audience of this particular workshop, one of the students of this workshop, when he came back, his strength was beer, because he likes to drink beers a lot. And he's supposed to be a life coach. So the immediate question to him was, will you send your kids to a life coach who is known for beer? Yes or no? The immediate answer is no. So I work with him to reposition so many things in like 9 months or more, when he changed, when people changed his their perception about him, not to be beer related. So what are the strengths that others acknowledge in me? Yep, you can answer if you want to.
You are now listening to With Whale, the Ultimate Show.
Oh.
strength that you have in you? There's more than knowledge. I did a visualization exercise where I got everybody in the room to pretend they were presenting a speech and close their eyes and think about their audience and how many people in the room and their topic. In the beginning, though, I made a statement and then I left the room. And then I came back and I said, so why are you here today? Think out of this time and why are you here today?
So, how many of you got confused with some people answering? Or the answer does not meet the question? Do you notice that? Can we explain this on the quadrant? Do you like to explain this on the quadrant?
I think that it's our perception.
Nope.
So,
it's not your perception. Just
it's where I come from. My perception of what they're trying to say.
My point I want to share with you here is, it's based on the domination in this quadrant.
Okay.
And you come up with the answer. And that's why sometimes we stop education in this area, because we don't want to make people vulnerable to others. Because you can manipulate people very well.
Yes.
And that's why if anybody has this intent, usually we ask them to leave and don't join our program, because this is a very, very powerful tool. So when someone will come and show, when the question is, what the strengths do you have? And he will come back and answer it with a statement explaining it how did he solve it to somebody. It is not what, it is not who, and it is not why. You can quickly understand that this gentleman, if you want to sell him your healing touch techniques, you have to explain to him how it works, which is sometimes we can. There is a huge reason, which people don't understand, why engineers do not fall for energy healing. And sometimes for acupuncture, because nobody understands it. They cannot explain it. Okay? So, if you feel like the answer doesn't make sense to you, or is not really what's similar to what you answered, that his answer is not wrong. I didn't get it. Because I'm here. Okay, I didn't get it. And even Mike is vocal enough to ask, okay, so explain it. It's nothing wrong. He is just this guy. This is the way he talks. And if you want to communicate back to him, it has to be the same way. That's it. When you are aware of this, this will make you dangerous. Because nobody can read it. And unfortunately, I'm one of these guys who very hard to be read, because
So ultimately, you're suggesting that a centralized balance of these four quadrants is
best. I'm not suggesting there is no a centralized balance. I'm not suggesting. I did not meet anybody who has centralized balance. What I'm saying is the middle is the issue. It has different views based on our behavior, and our behaviors are dominant two. Mine are dominant two. And are lagging too. I'm very weak here. But I appeal more and I sell more here. Because there's a technique you can use it to balance your life. Over the years, I change. Mm-hmm. And people will change. The behavior will change.
Right. I think that evolving in different quadrants.
Yeah. You will be playing in different quadrants. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She will be the lovely mom ever. And to get her through a divorce process, she will be the greediest person ever. She doesn't care about the money, by the way. All what she cares about, how to support the kids. It's not the money. But for somebody, when they stand and they sound, they look at this they call it request, or they look, they call it obligation, whatever it is. What? She never really likes the money. She has no money relationship. She is not about the money. She became here, so her behaviors have been changed. That's it. I'm apologizing to bring this story more and more about, but because separation and divorce is the most, is the top and the low of the roller coaster we have in our life. And everybody can understand it, can conquer with it, has somebody, a personal or a friend or somebody or a personal experience in it. So it's easy. Just it's a very short framework to explain. So when you see this kind of information coming through the table, the information are not wrong. He basically used his own motive, his own characteristics, his own behavior to reflect his answer.
How does the second group, the negative and the positive?
The negative and these are the mindset, the mind state. So when you are pressured, when you are stressed, when you are not in a good mood, your priorities will be different. And a good example, when you pay somebody $1,000 to jump your
You are now listening to With Whale, The Ultimate Show.
On a regular day, will you do that? Yeah. What about in minus 40, outside the city limit, close to dark or enduring dark? Will you pay somebody $1,000? Why? Because you are here. You are more in the negative side, in the negative quadrant, not in the positive side. But if you are confident, if you are happy. So when you run workshops and you want people to make decisions, usually they pressure you through the whole workshop to make decision here to buy, not in the very beginning. This is what we share in our, in Win Your Brand, how you can make a workshop, how you can get different people to pay you money and engage with you based on saying the right messages. Make sense? Mm-hmm. And please, if it doesn't make sense or you disagree with it, let us know. Let me know. I'd love to be challenged on this particular concept. Yeah. Because when we challenge the concept, we can build a better learning. That's it. Okay? Now we want to go to phase two on soaring the strengths, which is distill. So in distill, we say dig deeper to identify themes and key strengths you want to put on a center stage. What strengths and skills come up over and over again in your life? And this will be on page 11. So on page 11, question number one, what strengths and skills come over and over again? And someone new want to share? Shamir, do you want to share?
Basically, my ability to see around corners, what people can't see because I'm objective, how I can be a rock to others so that if they're even unstable, I can provide that balance and effect for them to have them break through their limited beliefs or break through their personal emotional pain. The other one is my ability to captivate an audience while I'm on stage.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome. Can we get one more share? Maria, you want to share?
Persistent, intuitive, resilient, and open.
Can you tell the difference between the two answers? Okay. Just a very specific word. She's more here.
Yeah.
Okay. And he used to be a vice president of a company, so just a secret for you guys. Vice president of companies usually they are here. They know how to do the work on time. CEOs of companies will be here, budget and time. They don't care who's doing the work. And they don't care about the employees. Administration assistant in a company, they will be here. What makes a great nurse, 40 years experienced great nurse, she is more here. She doesn't lack any skills than a CEO of the health region. However, she doesn't like it. She is more here. Okay? And that's why this particular topic is very dangerous because you can use it to your own advantage if you want to. But I'm not teaching you this here. This is a completely different topic. But what I'm sharing is when you go blend and talk and try to push and try to help others, what are the messages? Like for Mariana, I have to tell her to the point. She is more here. Although she sells here, which is amazing. Okay, but when she's in education mode, she wants to have the literacy. Okay, nothing wrong with personality, nothing good. It's just, this is how we are brought up, this is how we are brought up. What skills do I enjoy using as often as possible, regardless of the task? Here's an easy question. What skills can you use it? Regardless of the task. Great. Is there any other one? Awesome.
Being teachable.
Being teachable means open. Okay? Somebody's open means he's being teachable, right? Or they call it sometimes being coachable. Is everybody around you coachable? Can you coach everybody and anybody? You can coach everybody and anybody if you allow, if you permit and have your the keys to make them open. They will be coachable. Because we are not born with everything we know. Those who you think they are not coachable, somewhere in a certain time, certain circumstances, they have been learners. Okay? Question number 3, what skills have I mastered but rather not don't use every day? What? Must be something you are very good at but you don't like to use. I know for my loved one is the cooking. She's the best cooker ever but she doesn't like to cook.
You are now listening to With Wael, the Ultimate Show.
Four, which strengths and skills are going to be the most helpful as I begin a career search? So if you are in a career search or career grow or business growing, which skills are the most helpful as I begin this phase of my life? You can change it to a business growth. If you are in business growth, if you are looking at alternative income, you may want to consider an alternative income because there are different careers, right? So which strengths and skills are going to be the most helpful as you begin? And I'd like to have some sharing. Would you like to share?
Sure, I can share. Again, meditation. That's something I use a lot and it helps me get centered and open new possibilities.
What else?
Self-awareness of what I don't like. being able.
Is there something called self-awareness of what I don't like? Oh, are you open for me to talk?
Sure,
okay.
I'm open.
Is there something called self-awareness of what I don't like? No, there's something called self-awareness, and then I can decide if I don't like or I like.
Yeah.
Right. Good. What, do you have one more?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for the band.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we listen to the other side of the table? Do you want to share, ma'am?
I'm not looking for a job or to make money. Well, I am looking to make money more from a perspective. I live in a small community, it's a new library. So I'm starting to find out.
Okay.
Make money
for that. Okay. So what are strengths and skills would be most helpful to start this project?
Sorry?
What are the most, the strengths and the skills are going to be the most helpful if you want to start this process? If you want to be...
Passion, commitment, self-awareness.
Okay, that's awesome.
Friendships, but relations with people who value that.
And after the lunch, we can talk about the library.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So my belief is that 95% of all communication is nonverbal, non-physical. So the way people present themselves, or the way that they talk, or their actions, or whatever they do, doesn't necessarily always represent who they are, because of circumstances around them. So when you're looking at strengths and skills, how would I put something like that into work? An intuition? Because I, you know, and is that considered a business skill?
Yes. Intuition, read around, what you said, Shamir, sorry? Corner, what's the corner? Seeing around corners. What exactly our good friend Mike said, what was it? Troubleshooting? All of these are skills very similar. Because if I want to troubleshoot a person in front of me, it's no different than troubleshooting a computer. Outside the box, having the fifth sense and the sixth sense, all of these around intuition. And if you are good with intuition, you can achieve so many things. If you are aware of your subjects, you can actually read people. It's great. Can you use it to your benefit? Not to use them, but your benefit means if you have a library project, can you push more to get more for the library? If you are selling business or you have a message, can you push more for it?
Is intuition and gut the same thing?
The intuition people will disagree on that. The intuition people will disagree on that.
Really?
Because they wanna sell you intuition workshops. Okay.
So your gut feeling is your intuition.
Okay, we want to run quickly because the food
okay.
will be cold, so I don't.
I'll talk with you later.
We can bring it after lunch. The fifth element is what skills are missing. What skills would I like to build but haven't yet had an opportunity to practice? And this should push the limit because if I know what I'm missing, what I would do? I will share with you the way after lunch, because after lunch we'll talk about the weakness side. So what skills are you missing? What skills are you missing? What skills would I have to build, but haven't yet had opportunity to practice? And now you can remember what Marcel said. When you go back on these questions again, now you understand what are you looking for. That's why there is a value of after the workshop, like by next weekend or so. You may want to practice, and we'll also invite you to come to one of our next sessions, which is basically a group discussions where we can also highlight some of these values, if you like to. So can you find one skills you are missing and what skill you would like to build but haven't yet an opportunity to practice? Some of the common skills, by the way, is computer skills. Some of the common skills right now is called social media skills. Some of the skills is called Twitter skills. And if you believe Shamir is strong with Twitter, he will lack Instagram and others, okay? So this come kind of business related skills. So what I want you to do before lunch, so we can break for lunch, if I want to put you in the middle here, what are the five skills that you believe they can speak about your strengths?
You are now listening to With Whale, The Ultimate Show.
How many have the five? How many have three? Are you working with the other two? So don't go further, just don't flip the page because we still have to talk about the validation side. Okay. I need one share because we are running out of time before the lunch. So who will volunteer to share? You want to share mine?
Sure. Fantastic. Understand it, make the complex simple and relational.
Okay. How, so this is my perception. That's right. How many around the table agree that this is what Mike really has a strength? How many of you first know he's this guy before he came in here? Almost nobody's, right? Some now we know of him, right? So how Mike will go and validate that this is all his strengths? And this is where we talk about 360 evaluation, or from inside and outside evaluation. How will you validate that these skills and strengths, you already have them, and you do have them? Sorry? You cannot trust and faith. You cannot.
Questionnaire, testimonial.
Yeah. You go and ask. So in the validation, if you go back to the validation page, which is you flip the page, it will talk about three different options. Option number one is there is something called the personal impact survey, which we can facilitate, where it sends questions to families and friends, and we can do it on your behalf. And in this option one, you will be basically getting the feedback from them, who will tell you what is the best strength level you have. Option number two is basically you can go to your Facebook wall and you can go to Twitter or whatever and say, as part of In Your Brand, personal brand experience, I completed an exercise. Help me identify my strengths. I came up with strengths 1, strengths 2, strengths 3. Do you think these are my greatest strengths? Who will be the one who would know your strengths better, you or others? Others. So when I talk about this individual who had a strength with beer and a good relationship with beer, we found out that his strengths cannot make him a life coach for teenagers, full stop. So he cannot run this business. Option number 3 is you can actually sit with others who have a relationship with you, business relationship, family, wherever, and you can ask them to tell you what is the top 5 strengths they think you have. Okay? Don't, if you have an ex, don't ask your ex friends or a former friend, okay? Because they will tell you about some other stuff. Now, when we know these strengths, what we do with it? We have to go to the last level, which basically activates. So how do we activate a strength? So to activate, we talk about the 3 C's. The 3 C's law. Which basically, I clarify my strengths. I can communicate my strengths. And I can capitalize on my strengths. What do you mean? How can you communicate your strengths? By telling people you are strong in this area. Is it easy? How many of you here communicate their strengths in their messages? How do we know if we communicate our strengths in our messages? Very simple practice. No, no, no. Before feedback. You have your messages written.
Evaluate.
You take one of these colors. You have associate one color with each strength you have around here. So if you have a brochures or a marketing material or a printout of your Facebook wall or whatever, you see all the strengths you had here. You mark one color tag for each one. Go to this message and mark there the words which reflect and give perception of this message. And the one you don't have, what you do with it? You add a new one. The one which you have too many of it, what do? You remove one. Is it clear? Okay? So if you want to live your strengths, you have to be able to communicate and capitalize on it. So if my strengths is numbers, I cannot be a life. If my strength is brain, I cannot be a feeder. I cannot be a life coach. I can be a business coach. This is just some examples of it. Okay? Any last questions before lunch?
What's the first word?
Clarify. They are here.
Clarify.
Yeah, they are here. They are on page 15.
Clarify. Communicate.
Yeah. So when you clarify your strengths, it's very important. So if somebody has strengths with procedures and process, they can start.
You are now listening to With Wael, The Ultimate Show.
If somebody has strengths with how to use the words, I made a wrong comment 2 days ago about somebody. She is assistant editor-in-chief of a new newspaper called Dubai Today. They just launched it like a week ago. And then she wrote about the summary of what happened in the event. It's the best, more elegant language I ever seen in my life for the last maybe 22 years I've been in Canada. And then I went, this is awesome. I never seen such a writer to write that elegant. So the chief editor, which is my friend, sent me a message. She is the assistant chief. I don't pick up a team who cannot write. I wrote him back, and she's a very good-looking too. art to the being in Dubai, because she's like amazing. Like, her writing styles are amazing. Can she run anything in the magazine other than the writing? The answer is no. So when he picked her for assistant, she doesn't do a production audit. She does not do any financial stuff. She only takes the columns and makes sure all the other contributors meet her standard. That's it. Because this is what means capitalize on your strengths. If your area not numbers, don't do accounting. Don't do bookkeeping. I will show you how you can do this stuff. If your area is numbers and not communication and marketing, and you don't want to learn it, you don't do it. You capitalize on what you do for your business the best. Okay? Any questions? Are you learning new stuff today?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense? Okay, so let's just have 1 hour for lunch.
Copyright 2017 Win Your Brand. All rights reserved. This video is subject to copyright owned by Win Your Brand. Any reproduction or republication of all or part of this video is expressly prohibited. Unless Win Your Brand has explicitly granted its prior written consent, all other rights reserved.